WDIY Allentown. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon. And you're tuned to WDIY Lehigh Valley Public Radio. Many choices, real voices. My name is Ken Michael. I spoke with Hollis Ashby, the artistic and executive director of the Performing Arts Series at the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus. The Williams Center for the Arts annually presents acclaimed performances from around the world in diverse forms of artistry, from chamber music to contemporary theater. And this September's calendar epitomizes the variety of talents and ideas on play at the performance series running through April of 2020, including the National Theater Live Downtown series returning for the third season. I spoke with Hollis Ashby, the artistic director of the performance series, and we started with talking about a special Sunday night performance.
Because it's on a Sunday night with a Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra?
The orchestra will be on tour in the fall. Oh. And as they're making their way back across the country, they'll be coming to Easton. And it'll be the only performance in the region next year of Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. Wynton Marsalis, of course, is a multi-Grammy Award-winning artist, a Pulitzer Prize winner, National Medal of the Arts winner. It's really not possible to overstate just how much he's contributed to jazz and to orchestral music in and of itself. So it's really exciting to have Wynton here with the orchestra. But the other wonderful thing about this orchestra is it's made up of soloists. So they get a chance to shine each in their own way when they perform together.
And as I said to start, how wonderful it is to see people with a small group. It's also one of the best places to see an orchestra because the stage and how it's set and the sound that it brings out into a rather small room, you don't get any better than that as well.
Right. Well, the Williams Center is 400 seats. It's a very intimate room. When you have an orchestra like that on the stage, whether it's Jazz at Lincoln Center or the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, you really feel like you're sitting in your own living room with your headphones on, don't you?
Yeah, and being close enough, you can really see what's going on as well. And then Philly native Joey DeFrancesco. And this is also something I'm very excited about because someone who loves the B3 and what it can do or to a room.
Joey DeFrancesco is just such an exciting performer. He's completely committed to everything about jazz. And you can tell in the way he approaches music. He released his first recording at the age of 17, and he came from a jazz family. His father was a keyboardist and organ player, but he really embraced the jazz organ at a very young age. And it is an instrument that, you know, was falling out of popularity in the jazzosphere. So he brought it back, and listening to him play, you really see the potential and the vitality of this really terrific instrument. But I have to say, he's a great trumpet player and a really suave crooner himself, so he brings it all to the stage. He'll be here with his trio, actually, on March 7th in 2020.
And once again, though, that'll be something that really rings out in that room. Seeing, I mean, for most people, maybe you've got recordings. What is that strange keyboard thing that's in? But to really hear one in a room and what it will do is that's going to be a wonderful thing as well. As far as, you know, the room and what it can show off.
Yeah.
That's another program that'll really, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then later in March, on the 28th, a musician who I'm very honored to bring here is Pablo Ziegler. Now, Pablo Ziegler was Astor Piazzolla's pianist for 10 years before Piazzolla stepped down for health reasons towards the end of his career. And last year, in 2018, Pablo Ziegler and his trio won the Grammy Award for Best Latin Jazz Recording. So they'll be doing a program here mostly of Nuevo Tango, which is a modern hybrid of traditional tango, American jazz, and European art music. But I have to say, Pablo Ziegler is one of those musicians, sort of like Joey DeFrancesco and Wynton Marsalis, where he is so interested in so many different kinds of things, and he really excels in every kind of piano playing. He's a classical orchestral soloist. He's a recitalist. He is a jazz musician, as I said, and he is also a conductor himself. So the kind of authority that he brings to a project is really special. This is, I have to say, our jazz series next year is sort of the best of the best in each area, and I'm really excited that all these musicians will be coming to the Williams Center.
Well, I was just thinking that with the jazz program, you're really going and looking at these wonderful palettes from all around the world, as well as being these amazing performers and in their levels of what they're doing. But you're also, putting the compass out in a lot of different places and showing what a great palette is available in the jazz world, that there are all these different. And that's also a great thing that you're bringing to the program, at least.
Well, I actually want to mention one other program in our series that includes a jazz ensemble, although it's not specifically in the jazz series, and that is in the theater series. This Chicago-based group, Manual Cinema, creates a live cinematic experience. What does that mean? Well, it's sort of a hybrid between a stage play and a movie that's being made before your very eyes. It's really visual storytelling. And the show that they're bringing next year is No Blue Memories, The Life of Gwendolyn Brooks, the great Chicago-born poet. She was the first African-American to win the Pulitzer Prize for poetry. And part of the storytelling includes a new jazz score for the work on stage. It's instrumentalists and vocalists. So I think that this should be considered part of the jazz series, although officially we didn't include it. But if you do like jazz music, that is a great experience as well. And that will take place on February 22nd, 2020. And I also want to point out about that particular show, that's a Saturday night in February, and it will begin at 7 p.m., so that families are encouraged to bring all of the members of their family together. Tickets for youth are $6. It is not a kiddie show. It is a full-on main stage performance. But I wanted to make sure that children had access to something like this, especially with such an important figure as Gwendolyn Brooks, because she is one of our great American poets.
Well, yeah, Manuel Cinema, I'm not even sure I would put it into just the theater. That's what's so wonderful that they're coming back. That they were here a couple of years ago. And what's wonderful about them is not just that what they produce, but watching them do it, watching this creation being made in front of you. And, it's like a live flip book or something. And
the interesting thing is, so much of theater today makes use of very sophisticated technology. But Manual Cinema is really flip side of that, right? They use overhead projectors and shadow puppets and actors in profile and multi-channel sound design and multiple feed cameras. But it is all happening live in front of you. So you can see the production of it on the stage while you're watching the produced movie, if we want to call it a movie, but it's really a live action film taking place, and you see it both happening at the same time. So also the nice thing about Manuel
and being great
Cinema,
about the book about her art as well, her the poet,
right,
on top of this wonderful thing you're looking at, it's also this beautiful program about an amazing person you should know about.
Absolutely, and you get to hear her her life story and watch her, the figure, her character, grow up and become the woman she became. You hear a lot of her poetry. And then at the end of the show, the company invites the audience up on stage to take a look at their technology and try out some of the shadow puppetry themselves. And it's always a great time to interact with these artists.
And a great thing to bring new audience into with having it light, in the evening is all. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's nobody too young to not understand what an amazing thing this is, that being brought into art mm-hmm. being brought into poetry, being brought into beautiful music, and yeah, watching what the amazing thing they do on the stage. Yeah,
exactly. So since we're talking about theater, I should also mention that earlier in the fall, we'll be bringing another Chicago-based company, and that is the Improvised Shakespeare Company. And they are really a very unique group. Now, there's improvisation, and we watch a lot of improvisation. It's a great sport. People do it, you know, as a hobby. And then there's really great theater. And to be able to create a fully formed piece of theater on the spot is a skill that not many actors have. So Improvised Shakespeare Company, they bring four or five actors, they take a suggestion from the audience, and they create a fully staged Shakespearean masterpiece in an hour and a half. And you watch it unfold right in front of you. So nothing's rehearsed in advance, no dialogue is written, no plot is scripted out. They have to come up with it, and they work off of each other's cues. And, of course, they do it in iambic pentameter, and they, you know, do the typical stage asides and stage business that one would see in an Elizabethan drama or comedy. Usually what you end up is a mixture of both. There's some comedy, there's some tragedy, and but they work out a fully formed show. It is has a through plot. It's not scenes, but it's, you know, you will see a full story there. And it can, and the suggestion from the audience can be, you know, anything. It could be, you know, mowing the lawn on a Sunday afternoon, and they'll take that as the title of the play, and then they'll work out a play to that.
Well, it sounds like both the theater performances this year are bring the audience up on the stage in a way, you know, bring them into the program, really make them part of what's going on. Both of the theater groups are doing that a lot.
Well, you've hit the nail on the head, Ken, because they're both creating the thing you're going to see on the spot in different ways, but you're watching the creation of it. So it's not something that has been rehearsed over and over again. It's really happening, you know, just as you see it.
This is WDIY Lehigh Valley Public Radio. And this is Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I am Ken Michael, and I'm speaking with Hollis Ashby, the Artistic and Executive Director of the Performance Series at the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus. We'll be back in a minute with more about this upcoming series after these important words.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
This is WDIY Lehigh Valley Public Radio, and this is Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Ken Michael, and I'm speaking with Hollis Ashby, the Artistic and Executive Director of the Performance Series at the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus. And next, we spoke about the dance program, which is always exciting.
I'm really happy that we're welcoming back Ballet Hispanico in the fall. This is the choreography that they've created over the past 50 years is so varied and wide-ranging. They are bringing a program of all Latina choreographers in the fall, and these are women from all over. Some are Mexican-Americans, some are from Latin America, some from the Caribbean. So one of the pieces is by a choreographer named Michelle Manzanales. It's Con Brazos Abiertos, and it is about her experience growing up Mexican-American in Texas and what that experience is like for many, many individuals in the United States. It's specific to her, but a lot of people will relate to it. And that takes place in October on October 25th. Again, This will take place at 7 p.m. so that families are encouraged to attend together. We wanted to make it a little bit earlier so people don't feel like their children will be staying up late, and also make it affordable to bring children at $6 a ticket. So that will be October 25th. And then in February, we'll bring back again another Philadelphia-based company, the Koresh Dance Company. And one of the pieces on their program will be excerpts from a new work that Ronnie Koresh is making, inspired by the paintings of Henri Matisse, especially La Danse. There's two versions of that famous painting of the blue figures dancing around together, and also The Joy of Life. That will be in February of 2020. And then the last piece on the dance series is also on the chamber music series, because it will be equally appreciated by people who like both of those things, chamber music and dance. And it brings together four legends in their fields. The postmodern choreographer Lucinda Childs, who created Einstein on the Beach with Philip Glass and Robert Wilson. Wendy Whalen, one of the great ballet dancers of the 20th and 21st century. She danced with New York City Ballet for about 30 years, and she's just been appointed Associate Artistic Director. She is the first woman appointed as an artistic director for the company that George Balanchine founded. It brings together avant-garde cellist Maya Beiser and the Pulitzer Prize-winning composer David Lang. They're creating a piece together called The Day. It's based on two works of music by David Lang that he created for Maya Beiser. One is The Day, the other is The World to Come. When they began working on The World to Come, the events of 9/11 took place. And David was literally in the shadow of the buildings as his children went to school in that neighborhood. And so they started thinking about the Jewish concept of the afterlife and how the soul separates from the body. And so the first piece, The World to Come, is very much influenced by 9/11. And then 15 years later, they decided to write a prequel to this piece that is entitled The Day. And for this piece, David Lang went to the internet and typed in the phrase, "I remember the day that I," and he came back with 300 responses. And he looked at those responses and realized that these are memories of some of the most important days of a person's life. And they range from everything from, "I remember the day I drew the perfect engineering plan," or "I remember the day that I won the spelling bee," or "I remember the day I put my mother in the ground." And so he's arranged these phrases in a very poetic form and written a piece of music to it. And then Wendy Whalen dances to the live performance by cellist Maya Beiser, with a very evocative photographic scenography. It's a very haunting piece. It's very meditative. It makes one sort of feel like you're in a Buddhist hut and thinking about, you know, those great moments of your life. That will take place on November 6th. And once again, as I mentioned, it is on both the chamber music and the dance series.
But just an amazing composition with the the cellist and I mean, you know, the different major artists coming together with this, making a new kind of program. I'm not sure. Do we have is this under dance theater? Where does it sit? That's another one that, you know, where does it sit?
Well, that's a good point, because it's so multidisciplinary that you can't easily justify it. You make a good point. It could be in the theater series, actually, because it has a lot of narrative aspects to it. But that's, I think, the wonderful period of time that we are in for multidisciplinary performance. And these four individuals,
where people are coming out and talking to each other.
Right. And these four individuals all have really amazing careers in, you know, apart from one another. But to bring them together for something like this is a really special occasion. In November, the only professional female vocal ensemble in Zimbabwe is Nobuntu. And this will be their third tour to the United States in the fall of 2019. They'll be coming on November 19th. Nobuntu is a five-member a cappella ensemble. They perform Zimbabwean songs, Afro jazz, gospel, and their own newly written music. They sing in the Mbube style of singing, and that is a very tight harmonic and rhythmic style that really came to international attention in 1939 with Solomon Linda's song Mbube. Mbube is the Zulu word for both lion and the style of singing. And Solomon Linda's song, of course, was The Lion Sleeps Tonight, which was later made popular by Miriam Makeba and the Tokens in a much different form. But the style of singing and harmonization is called Mbube, and this is the only female group that practices it professionally in Zimbabwe.
And I heard a little bit of them singing, and we should say, five voices weaving together is gorgeous. It just is stunning, and everybody out in the hall, outside was talking about this group as well. And I don't know if there's another orchestra of ukuleles out there, but they're coming here. The greatest, and they play big halls, like Carnegie Hall and the Royal Albert Hall. They've
this is the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain, and before you think of this as a one-joke gimmick, let me tell you, this ensemble is very good. They're very good musicians. They're also great vocalists. And they love their instruments, the mighty ukulele, so much that they have shown what great versatility the instrument has. They play classical music, opera, film themes, rock, disco. They even do some transmogrifications of songs, it's great, really great music, but it's also very, very funny because they are true comedians as well. And that will take place on April 2nd. So we talked a little bit about the day on the dance series that will also be on the chamber music series. We open the chamber music series next year with the Sphinx Virtuosi. These are 18 of the nation's top Black and Latinx classical soloists, primarily winners of the International Sphinx Competition, but also graduates of Carnegie Mellon and the Berklee School and the Curtis Institute. And they come together every year as a chamber ensemble to do a national tour. They perform to sold-out houses at Carnegie Hall every year. And they perform a lot of music from the standard classical repertoire, but they also commission and perform music by composers of color. So next fall, they will do music by Venezuelan Aldemaro Romero, Black British composer Philip Herbert, African-Americans Javier Foley, Jesse Montgomery, and Michael Abels. And Michael Abels composed the scores to Jordan Peele's recent hit movies, mm-hmm. Us and Get Out. And also they'll do some works by Bela Bartok and Franz Schubert as well. That's on October 18th. And then Jesse Montgomery on their program has also been commissioned to do a new arrangement of Tchaikovsky's The Seasons for Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. And Orpheus Chamber Orchestra comes on February 1st with the Ukrainian-born violinist Vadim Gluzman, and he will be joining them as soloist in Vivaldi's The Four Seasons.
This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Ken Michael. I spoke with Hollis Ashby, the artistic and executive director of the performance series in the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus. For more information, williamscenter.lafayette.edu.